Tonight on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Christmas in the Canadian Alps. Oh, did you ever dare to dream of it, girl?
Oh, my seven swans are swimming. Are you all right, dear?
Candleberry, are you sure you should be walking? Maybe you should lean on Crockpot.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm fine.
It was closer to you.
It was not.
Yes, it was.
It was not. I will not.
Oh, dear.
Not for now, Funk. He's upset.
I guess I just ruined Christmas.
The Yuletide spirit was all over Bushel Town, but Cliff and Kendall were nowhere to be found. They were traveling up north on this winter day to spend Christmas in Canada. Hip, hip, hooray.
Wow, this electric train sure is quiet.
I know. I bet we could even hear a pin drop, like in those old phone commercials Murphy Brown narrated.
Hey, I know. Let's try it. I have a pin right here. I did hear that.
I think Murphy Brown meant the kind of pin you spell with an I.
Like a big wooden clothespin? Of course you'd hear that, especially if the floor were uncarpeted. It'd probably bounce and clank all over the place.
Why are we talking about this again?
Talking about what?
It doesn't matter. Look out the window! We're surrounded by the majestic beauty of the Canadian Alps! My breath is taken away!
Whoa! This beautiful majesty of these snow-covered peaks has to be seen to be believed. Where are Mr. Snodbottom and Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn? They've got to see these mountains!
They were checking on Crockpot and the kids in their compartment down the hall. They had to change Funky's shirt after Charles the Contractor spit up all over it.
Oh, gross!
You know he has terrible motion sickness.
What?
Oh, nothing. I just looked out at the mountains again, and like a cat in the night, they stole my breath away. Just look. Told ya. I've got to take a picture to remember this moment. I think my camera's in one of these bags up here.
Why don't you take one with your phone?
I want to use my new funky vintage Polaroid camera I got over in East Bushelltown. At that cool store where I bought that satin jacket with Laverne and Shirley on it. The one I'll be able to wear as soon as I lose 80 pounds. Here it is.
The astounding appearance of the Canadian Alps sure will make this a Merry Christmas. I just wish my beautiful wife Susan were here. I bet her Christmas in Beirut won't be half as beautiful.
Hey, will you help me rearrange the luggage up here on this rack? I think the fluffy Santa hat I'm going to wear on Christmas Eve is getting smushed.
Sure. Why did you bring all your stuff in these big black garbage bags?
Well, okay. At home, I pulled out my suitcase, but before I could pack it, one of those fish-herding cats from the hatchery below my apartment jumped right in there. And he wouldn't move. Okay, take that bag and sit it over there.
What did you bring? This weighs a ton.
It's just 16 2 liters of Sprite Cranberry Zero. You know it's the only thing I drink between Thanksgiving and Christmas. I even brush my teeth with it, like Renee Zellweger does with champagne.
Well, it's really heavy. Oh no.
What's that?
It was a blown glass snowman that Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn was giving to Mr. Snodbottom for Christmas. This is terrible. I think I just ruined Christmas.
Quick, zip that back up and, I don't know, maybe we can replace it or glue it back together before we open presents. Hurry! Something tells me Mr. Snodbottom and Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn will be coming in here any minute.
I think you're right. I bet any second now they'll open that door to our train compartment.
Just act natural.
I'll play it cool. Is it them?
No. Beauty of the Alps.
Oh, good.
Alps?
No, I spotted a shard of glass on the floor. It must be part of the smashed snowman. I know! I'll pick up the glass and squeeze it in my hand tightly.
Are you sure? That's the...
Ow! Oh, dear! It sounds like you're in pain!
Oh, Candleberry, you haven't gotten your hand stuck inside another Pringles tube, have you?
No.
He was just so blown away by the majesty of the Canadian Alps outside our window that he was like, ow, the beauty!
That's right! The mountains outside are so pretty. Hurts. Ow!
Sounds like a bizarre response to me, boys.
Don't you remember what the Red Hot Chili Peppers had to say? I like pleasure spiked with pain, and music is my aeroplane, is my aeroplane. Remember? Red Hot Chili Peppers?
I don't know what any of this has to do with spicy vegetables, but it doesn't matter now. You must hear this recording of Funky singing Jingle Bells. It's simply incredible. I think she may be a musical prodigy.
She's an incredible entertainer. We may have another Margaret O'Brien on our hands.
I'm glad we're all sitting down because I think our socks are about to be knocked off.
Oh, my. Hit the play button, dear.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, oh, jingle all the way. It's too fun, it's too wet, and it hurts to
the See what I mean? I have to get Crockpot to send this recording to my friends at Juilliard.
It was adorable.
Yep. I almost forgot about the pain the owls are causing me. Oh. I wonder if a 3-year-old can compete on that delightful singing competition show with the spitting chairs.
Well, if not, I'll bet they make an exception for her. Bonky's got talent.
Yes! And I think her pitch may be even more perfect than yours, Cliff.
Let's not go crazy.
Christmas in the Canadian Alps. Oh, did you ever dare to dream of it, girl?
Oh, my gently falling snowflakes, no. This whole experience has been quite the whirlwind. I'll never forget how it all began.
Dear, it seems there's a fax for you, girl.
An opiate right in the middle of his rye formula. Could you take him?
Of course. Come here, son. Daddy's got a barber for you, boy.
Why, this fax is from the city council. They've chosen me to be the Busheltown's first global rye ambassador.
Whoa, that must be the highest honor ever bestowed upon a Busheltown citizen.
Oh, I agree. It says here they want me to speak all over the world about the benefits of consuming rye, starting right before Christmas in the Canadian Alps.
Did you hear that, little Opie? You're spending your first Christmas in Canada. Oh, praise Christ, the newborn king.
Oh, amen. Then they want to send us all over the globe. To Spain, Morocco, North Korea, Bhutan, Estonia, Cuba, Latvia, Laos, Malawi, Mexico, and Myanmar. And another long list besides. Oh, my erupting volcanoes, what should we do? Is it right to take Funky out of preschool just so I can extol the virtues of rye to the world?
And what about Cliff and Candle and their little show? I think they would be devastated if we left them.
You're right! Wait! I have an idea!
I'm so glad you thought of taking us along.
And our glass recording booth. I bet doing shows from all over the earth will finally put us on the map.
Oh, boys. Let's just say if this doesn't do it, nothing will.
Whoa! What a lodge!
Candleboy, are you sure you should be walking? Maybe you should lean on Crockpot.
Oh my goodness!
I'm fine. The free doctor at the train station said I didn't lose that much blood. My bleeding hand was just an ordinary case of, half stigmata.
Half stigmata? I don't recollect ever hearing of that before.
Me neither. I just wonder which Hollywood celebrity will stand up and host a fundraiser for half-stigmata victims. Probably not Renee Zellweger. She's too busy making egg salad by boiling eggs in champagne.
As long as everyone's okay, that's all that matters. Oh, this is a gorgeous lodge. It's so indescribably beautiful. I won't even attempt to describe it.
Yes!
Crockpot, dear, would you mind taking Funky and Opie upstairs to their room? I don't want them to wake up from their naps just yet.
Okie dokie.
Oh, has anyone seen Charles the Contractor?
Oh, hey, I'm right here.
Oh, Charles! If you're going to use the facilities, please close the door.
Oh, I'm pretty sure there's not a door to this particular toilet.
It's right here. Your hand is on the doorknob.
Sorry, I must have been confused. I think the doors are on the other side of the wall up here in Canada or something.
Well, it's Christmas, so let's just move on, shall we? Charles, would you please take that luggage up to my room?
Sure thing. I just gotta go out to the balcony and air out my sweat socks first. They're really living up to their name today, I tell you.
Dear, I'm afraid it's time for you know what.
Oh, yes. Boys, we'll have to catch up with you later. I have to give Mr. Snotbottom a bowel massage.
It's part of a new plan by my bowelologist. I'm trying an unregulated drug, and there are some strange side effects.
One of which is a high risk for a seizure of the bowels. But these thrice-daily bowel massages are supposed to keep that from happening. So, if you'll pardon us.
Sure, we understand.
While that's happening, let's try and put their blown glass snowman back together.
I hope they won't notice that one shard is missing. You know, the shard you gripped in your hand?
Yes, the one the doctor said was too deeply embedded to pull out and my hand would just have to heal over it, sealing that tiny sliver of a snowman within me forever.
I have some scotch tape in the garbage bag with the gifts I brought for everybody. I'll just get that. Uh-oh. I think I brought the wrong garbage bag. This isn't the one with the gifts in it.
But what's in that garbage bag?
Garbage.
But you had our gift for Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn. We went in on it together.
I know we split the price. We spent 3 hours at the Gasville Ladies Hat Superstore picking the right one. I guess I just ruined Christmas. Wait, maybe there's something in my trash she'd like.
I doubt it.
You're right. What would she do with an empty pizza box or a bunch of pamphlets about raising your credit score?
Cliff, we have to be quick. It's almost time for Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn's speech about Rye on the town square.
I'm not the one who just spent 10 minutes attempting to do a magic trick for that Canadian Mountie outside.
It's not my fault I had to keep starting over. I'm not used to pulling Canadian money out of people's ears.
Speaking of that Canadian Mountie, it was more like Canadian Mount Me, am I right? He was looking like George of the Jungle era Brendan Fraser.
We don't have time for your weird fixations.
Like you've never made me listen to anything weird? What about all those poems you wrote about Susan's melon heavy breasts?
Shut up! I read those to you in confidence.
Listen, idiot, I think we're just snapping at each other because we've ruined Christmas. So let's just forgive and forget like the three wise men did when Mary took back the frankincense and exchanged it for a diaper genie.
Okay, let's find a gift in this gift shop and then rush back to the town square before anyone notices we're gone.
I'll find something for Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn in that aisle with the doilies. You go to customer service and see if they have anything resembling a blown glass snowman.
Got it.
Then, ask if, since this is Canada and Ryan Gosling is Canadian, see if they have anything he ever touched or sat on would be even better.
I will not. Excuse me, I'm looking for a very important gift for a beloved friend and I'm hoping you can help me.
How about a toe ring that says, Welcome to Canada?
No, I'm looking for a blown glass snowman. I crushed one earlier with a garbage bag of Sprite Cranberry Zeros and I need to replace it.
Lucky for you, we do have a large assortment of blown glass figures.
Yes?
But unlucky for you, I sold our last blown glass snowman to a man from Tennessee who was headed to Pennsylvania for the holidays. Kept talking about homemade pumpkin pie, but that's neither here nor there, my friend.
Well, darn! Do you have anything that looks kind of like a blown glass snowman?
We got a blown glass Buddha in the religious section. Or in the food section, a blown glass Kool-Aid man. And a blown glass Mr. Peanut.
Is the blown glass Mr. Peanut wearing a top hat?
He is.
I'll take it.
Coming right up.
I found something perfect for Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn.
Great! What is it?
A floral cozy to keep plastic rain bonnets in.
That is perfect. With these replacement gifts, that marks 9 Christmases in a row, saved by us.
Hi, Christmas 5.
That was an incredible speech you delivered tonight, dear.
Thank you, my sweet Mr. Snotbottom. I just hope the friendly Canadians in attendance really took my message about Rye to heart.
Undoubtedly, girl.
Won't you please come to bed? Tomorrow's Christmas Eve, and we've got a full day planned. And I need to give Mr. Snotbottom his goodnight kiss before I rush off to dreamland.
I'll be lying beside you shortly, my love. Just let me finish this cigar. You know, my Uncle Pepperoni always said a cigar every night keeps the doctor out of sight. And he lived to be over 140 years old.
Oh, yes, dear. I'm sure that really happened.
Oh, no. That oil painting of a moose is a bit off balance. I better fix that or I'll never get any sleep.
Oh, my 7 swans are swimming. Are you all right, dear? Oh,
the bowelologist said excessive tripping was one possible side effect of my experimental medication.
Well, I'm not sure it's worth it if you break all the bones in your body, dear. And what's that smell? And that smoke?
Whoa, I seem to have started a small fire with my cigar.
Look, quick, cover the fire with that poinsettia pattern dress I laid out for tomorrow. It's made of flame-retardant material.
Oh, my. That was a close one. The only thing that burned was this gaily wrapped package.
Oh, no! know, that was our gift for Kendall, Houdini's original high school diploma. Now it's a pile of ashes.
Oh, no. And now I seem to be having a bowel attack brought on by shame and regret, dear.
No, look out. Oh, it's too late. Your bowel attack filled that gift bag on the floor. That was our gift for Cliff. Why didn't I wrap it in a box instead of putting it in a bag that anyone could defecate in before Christmas morning? I don't think he'll want the scarf worn by Bette Midler in the From a Distance music video if it's soaked in bowel waste.
Oh, I feel terrible, dear. I've ruined Christmas.
Merry Christmas Eve, everyone. If I could take a moment during this wonderful breakfast to remind us all why we celebrate this holiday. It's because of a boy from a barn born a millennium ago.
Well said, dear.
And if there's a way to brighten this already beautiful morning, it's by singing this song. Please hold your applause and conversation until the end. Silent night, holy night. All is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and mild.
Charles! Cliff is singing about our Lord! And if you don't stop that, he'll start the song all over again.
Oh, sorry. It looks like somebody clogged the commode.
Oh, well, it's not proper etiquette to discuss such matters at the Christmas Eve breakfast table. I do believe Crockpot had a similar problem last night. If you wiggle the handle, the mass should make its exit. Didn't that work for you, Crockpot?
Oh, yes.
All right, I'll give that a shot, but I did have about a pound of Canadian bacon, so I don't know.
Oh, dear.
Okay, Cliff, why don't you continue with the song? Just start with the second verse. No need to repeat the first one. We all loved it so much the first time, right, everybody? Oh, yes, it was lovely.
Very moving, boy.
Are you sure I shouldn't start over?
Yes.
Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight. Glory streams from heaven afar. Heavenly hosts sing hallelujah. Cry.
Charles! There's dirty water flooding out under the carpet.
Oh, sorry. I was hoping nobody would notice.
Oh, dear.
No, but now Funky's upset. Crockpot, would you take Funky and Opie into the other room before this scarves them for life?
Alrighty.
Oh, my. Someone seems to have dropped a sausage link on the floor beside my slipper. I'll simply spear it with my fork.
Stop! We didn't have any sausage links for breakfast.
Whoa.
Oh, now he's going to have a bowel attack.
I guess we're just forgetting about my song, then.
Kendall, you'll be happy to know Mr. Snodbottom's new experimental medication has greatly reduced the number of bowel attacks he has each week. He averages less than 3 a day now.
Whoa.
Yes. So I'll just take my plate to the dishwasher. Whoa.
Of course, there are some side effects.
Just a touch of excessive falling down. Nothing to worry about, dear.
Will anyone interrupt us in here, in the walk-in pantry where we are?
No, they're all outside looking for Mr. Snodbottom's cufflinks in the snow.
What if they find it?
They won't.
You already found it? You're keeping it until we're done switching out the smashed glass snowman? Now that's a good plan.
You're right, that's better than my plan.
Which was?
I found the cufflink, then I swallowed it.
Well, he'll get it back eventually.
Right, okay, let's switch the gifts.
Wait, what's that on the shelf behind you, in that yellow box?
Limited edition holiday peppermint wheat thins?
Oh, I gotta try those.
Ooh, and behind them, limited edition holiday eggnog Doritos. I've been dying to get some of those. How are they? Great. God, the only thing better than eggnog Doritos is eggnog nog.
Look up on that top shelf.
Is it more limited edition holiday snacks we need to try?
No. It's a 5-gallon can of Thousand Island dressing. And bad news, it's teetering.
Uh-oh.
What the hell?
Oh, shit, and smashed a replacement for the other thing we smashed.
Why didn't you drop those eggnog Doritos and catch it?
Me? Why didn't you drop the peppermint wheat thins?
It was closer to you.
It was not.
Yes, it was.
It was not.
It was true.
It was not.
It was true. Well, at least we still have Mrs. Potter Butterturn's reins on it, Rosie.
Oh, no we don't. The breaking glass shredded it.
Well, see it.
This sunset is the most gorgeous I've ever seen.
The only sight more lovely than a Christmas Eve sunset in the Canadian Alps is you, dear.
Why aren't Crockpot and the kids out with us?
Crockpot said Funky and Opie wanted to make a special gift for us all, and she's helping them in the lodge garage.
Where's Charles the contractor?
He ran to the store to buy toe fungus medication.
Oh, it's getting awfully cold out. As soon as the sun dips below the Alps, we really ought to get inside.
I wonder how cold it is.
I'll find out. My Apple Watch has that technology. It's 18 degrees.
And there goes the sun.
Ooh, let's go inside and put something hot in our mouth.
Hey, look over there. I never noticed that in the lodge backyard before.
Oh, it appears to be a cave.
Oh, I always loved caves as a young boy, dear. Can we take a look, please?
If it will make your Yuletide gayer, then why not?
Oh, thank you, dear. Oh, my. Come along, boys. I think we're in for a real treat.
Cool, I love caves. They're like mystery hallways.
Boys, look at how smooth the walls are. Why, once many eons ago, this cave might have been home to some cave Canadians. Isn't that fascinating?
Yes, dear, but I don't like that icy breeze. I wouldn't be surprised if we came down with the sniffles if we stay out much longer.
Ew, I hate the sniffles. I just want to take a picture of you guys with my funky vintage Polaroid camera. Then we gotta go.
Hurry, I'm freezing my baguettes off.
Hey, I forgot I had this flask full of Sprite Cranberry Zero in my fanny pack.
Since when do you have a fanny pack?
Well, I was just thinking to myself one day about how much I love Fanny Bryce, the part Barbara played in Funny Girl and Funny Lady, and also Fanny Flagg, author of Fried Green Tomatoes and frequent Match Game panelist.
Never mind, just take the picture.
Okay, hold on. Some of this Sprite Cranberry Zero went down the wrong way. I just have to...
Oh, my!
Oh, sorry, I just couldn't keep that one in.
Shut up! What's that sound?
I think it's an... Avalanche!
We're trapped in this cave.
The entrance is covered with snow thicker than the rye growing in Busheltown.
Kendall, can't your Apple Watch get us out of this?
Yes, I'll text Crockpot and tell her to go get a shovel. Oh no, the text won't go through. Must be because of the cave.
Damn it, we're stuck. And if we never noticed this cave in the daylight, maybe no one else did either.
Don't say it, dear. I can't bear the thought.
God, it's so cold in here.
Yes, boy. I believe my... feet are frozen.
You know, I read in People magazine that after a long day on the set, Renee Zellweger soaks her feet in room temperature champagne.
Maybe we can claw our way out from the side.
You're right. You're wrong. The snow's packed solid as a rock.
Don't panic. I'm sure we'll be found. The sun might even melt the snow tomorrow. We just have to stay warm until then.
We're in a dark cave surrounded by snow. How do you expect us to do that?
Well, we've got to huddle together. And the best way to share body heat is for all of us to get naked.
Oh my, is that proper etiquette?
Oh, seems a bit unseemly there, Candleboy.
The Discovery Channel says it's the best way.
They did invent Shark Week.
Oh, I'll do anything to see the smiling faces of my children on Christmas morning. So, watch out! I'm about to strip down.
Oh, your devotion to motherhood is inspiring, dear. And I suppose it is a bit ironic that we'll be in our birthday suits on the birthday of Christ the newborn king.
We need to lay down and smush together.
This is not how I expected to spend Christmas Eve. I thought maybe we'd drink hot cocoa and sit by a roaring fire, then long about midnight I'd look out the window and spot someone flying in a sleigh over the Alps. And then I'd say something real cool like,
"Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blitzen and all his reindeer pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight."
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle jangle, oh what a beautiful sight. Jump in bed and cover up your head, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He'll come around when chimes ring out, it's Christmas time again. Peace on earth will come to all if we just follow the light. Let's give thanks to the Lord above, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Here comes Santa Claus,
oh, here comes Santa Claus,
right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blitzen and all the reindeer, they're pulling on the reins.
Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. So jump in bed and cover up your head, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Peace on earth will come to all if we just follow the light. Let's give thanks to Santa Claus comes tonight. Let's give thanks to the Lord above, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
You know, lying here naked in the dark with all of you, it's somehow easier to appreciate the important things in life. Maybe because our sense of sight's been taken away, our sense of love and joy have grown.
I bet this is how Stevie Wonder feels all the time. And I think it's true that Santa doesn't care if you're rich or poor, and we're all God's children.
You're right. I love how we embrace diversity and all love all the people of the world. Remember how Kendall did that magic show to benefit the NAACP?
And you took the entire Busheltown trans community out for ice cream?
Well, don't give me the Jean Hersholt Humanitarian Award just yet. I did have a coupon.
Hey, does anybody hear that?
What?
It's a tiny hissing sound.
You don't think there's a snake in here, do you?
Oh, heavens, not a serpent!
Oh, there seems to be something biting my ankle, dear.
No, that was just my toenail. But what is that sound?
I think I hear it. It's coming from the snow, trapping us in here.
No, I hear it too!
Oh my God, I see light.
Me too.
The snow is melting. I feel it dripping on my face, and it's warm.
That didn't smell like snow. It smells like...
Oh dear, it smells like number one.
Oh, hey, who's back there? I'm trying to write my name in the snow.
Oh God, I'm covered in Charles the Contractor's pee.
Kendall, look on the bright side. His pee set us free. It melted the snow covering the cave.
It looks like Charles the Contractor saved Christmas.
Hallelujah. Oh, good work, boy.
Oh, I, it wasn't nothing. Are all y'all naked?
Hey, guys, I think we learned so much this Christmas just from being stuck in a cave and whatever else happened that this learning is really the gift.
What I think he's trying to say is that we shouldn't even exchange gifts this year, right?
Yes, because of the learning.
Oh, wonderful idea, Boaz. Oh, isn't it, dear?
Oh, yes.
Because Christmas is really about love and peace and goodwill to all.
Right. But can we get out of this cold cave and into some hot chocolate?
Seriously, how come ain't nobody wearing clothes?
Merry Christmas, Cliff.
Merry Christmas, Kendall.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born.